Yom Bikurim, the day that they brought Bikurim, Akrivchem Mincha Chadosha Hashem. They brought the Mincha Chadosha to the Eibishter. Why was it a Mincha Chadosha? Anybody know? It was a Mincha Chadosha because they didn't bring till any karbanos until, other than the karban oimer, they didn't bring any other karbanos until the Shtei Alechem was put on, and the day that the Shtei Alechem was put on was Shavuos. I'm not sure if it was because of chametz that there was no Shtei Alechem, but Bikurim couldn't have been brought. Bikurim was, by the way, everybody knows what Bikurim is, right? Bikurim is that the everybody had to bring the first fruits, the best fruits from their garden and their vineyard, whatever, from the Shivas Aminim. And there was a whole ceremony that would come hundreds or thousands of people together with a flute to Yerushalayim. When they came into Yerushalayim, there was a whole welcoming committee. Everybody stopped working until they came up to the Beis HaMikdash, and then each person brought to the Kohanim, and there were different shifts that kept bringing it to the Kohanim. It was a big, big simcha to bring the Bikurim. What was it? It was gratitude. Thanking Hashem for everything. And there's a whole recital that they had to say when they brought the Bikurim. So the first day that they were eligible to bring Bikurim was Shavuos. So B'yoyim, and this pasuk is what we learned, the Yontov of Shavuos, and why it's called Shavuos. And I didn't see the Mefarshim on it, but there's a lot of Mefarshim why it's called Shavuos. That's in the Torah calls it Atzeres, it's not Shavuos. But this Torah, by the way, the Rebbe said on Shavuos, and it's related to Matan Torah. It's related to this. The whole Torah is based on this pasuk, and you'll see the Rebbe starts off with Purim. Purim and Shavuos have a major, major connection. Pasuk that everybody knows because Kimu v'Kiblu. We're just talking about Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, Kiblu Me'ava, whatever you want. However you want to learn the Torah, but Lamaisa Purim is a b'china of Matan Torah. Zog the Rebbe. So one thing. So the pasuk b'Shavuos Seichem. On Shavuos Seichem, Pashtas means the 7 weeks that were between Pesach, the Karban Pesach, till Shavuos, and you brought the Karban Oimer, and now was the first day there was a Mincha Chadosh El Hashem, and that's the day with the B'yoyim HaBikurim. That's the day of B'yoyim HaBikurim. Torah tells us, Mikro Kodesh Yilachem, what time add. Zog the Rebbe, Ki Yesh B'cholachot Mi'Yisrael B'chines Malchus. Every single individual of Klal Yisrael has a b'china of malchus. So, if the Rebbe says ki, again, we're just being medayik. We're going to go and pass. Ki means something was bothering him. Because why? What was bothering him? The Rebbe just brought a pasuk. You don't start off a Torah with ki. There are many Torahs that start off with ki. It's bavos. Ki means something in the pasuk got them shaken about it. What it is, I don't know. And if anybody, by the way, this is not a thing, you can interject. Ki yesh b'cholachot mi'Yisrael, what about a goy? B'chinas malchus. Every yid has a b'china of malchus. Does a goy have malchus? B'cholachot lefi b'chinas ken yesh le b'chinas malchus. And each person, according to his b'china, I'm struggling with this word, I don't know what it means. B'chinas adregasay, right? Of course. The Pashat Breslov Taich. Rebbe means something. He would have wrote Madrigosai. In all the times he writes Madrigosai. So what does it mean? I'm born with it. Is it something that develops? Is it something that I have? Is it something that I have and then I minimize? What is it? When is it Bechinosai? Every second changes? Every day changes? So that means I have a... Because now the Rebbe talks about a measurement in a second. Hold on, let's go back. I don't know what it means, but let's say the words. Kol echad lefi b'chinas, whatever that means. Kein yesh le b'chinas malchus. So the Rebbe is telling us that there's different sizes of malchus. There's size shoe 9, size shoe 10. That's what he's telling. That a person, there are different sizes of malchus, and every yid has a size of malchus.
Sounds at the end.
Good question. Yeshu Sayyidu Vebeisah. Now he categorizes it. Yeshu Sayyidu Vebeisah. There is the Sayyidu Vebeisah that he rules his house. The Yeshu Moshe Vebeisah. There are those that have more control and more authority and more rulership. V'chein Yeshu Moshe Al-Kol Olam. There is also...
And he changed the word from Sayyidu to Moshe.
Everybody asks this question. What's the Sayyidu? What's the Moshe? And why does he use Sayyidu Vebeisah? As a lesson for the Megillah, that's showing the Malchus de Sidracha, if whoever said about Yisrael before. Sorry, Bebezoi is talking about Haman. Who said Sorry, Bebezoi? Haman said. Haman was the Mamuchan, gave the Eitzah to Achashverosh that Leo is called Ish Sorry, and they sent out the thing. Leo is called Ish Sorry, Bebezoi. So it's very funny that the Rebbe is using the Lashon of Sorry, Bebezoi when he's talking Lechoir about the Malchus of a Yid. And is Sorry, Bebezoi Taka. That Haman meant, is that the Malchus that the Rebbe is talking about over here? Is that called Sorry Bevesoy? Yeshu Moshe B'Yosef, V'chein Yeshu Moshe L'Kol Olam. So there are three levels. Sorry Bevesoy, which it seems to be the minimum. The maximum is Moshe L'Kol Olam. And everything in between is Moshe B'Yosef. V'chein Yeshu Moshe L'Kol Olam Kol Echad, V'chinas HaMalchus, Yeshu Loi, V'chinas, Sorry, I love him. Sorry, Meir, Sorry, Chamishim, and Sorry, Asoros. Just like you see that by Moshe Rabbeinu, when Yisrael gave him the Eitzah of to delegate, the Eitzah of delegating, so there was a Sar Aleph, Sar Meir, Sar Chamishim, Sorry, Asoros. So the way, I'm just curious, the way you understand this, which category has the Sorry Meir, Aleph, Asoros, and Chamishim? We're saying there's three categories. There's Sorry Bevesoy. There's Moshe B'Yosef, and then there's Moshe L'Kol Olam Kulay. What's the fourth?
No, I think the
Saras
is four.
Yeah, and the Saras are four. But which category? So our Pipash, as everybody thinks, we're talking about the Moshe B'Yosef. Because Sarah B'Vesoy is Besoy. Whatever Besoy is included, it's not being defined by numbers, by amounts. Sarah B'Vesoy, if the guy has one person in his house, Sarah B'Vesoy. He has 20 people in his house, he's Sarah B'Vesoy. Outside Besoy, Moshe B'Yosef now starts. Sorry, Elef, sorry, Meir, sorry, Asoros, sorry, Chamishim. Ask it. When the Rebbe says, sorry, I love him, sorry, Meir, sorry, Chamishim, sorry, Asoros, does that apply to all three categories? Or does it only apply to the category of Moshe B'Yosef? Simple question. B'chinas ha-malchus ha-zoi, she-yesh b'chol echad, and the malchus that everybody has, he bezgalya bezkasi. It separates into components. There's a revealed malchus and there's a hidden concealed malchus. Bezgalya. I'm going to go a little fast because I want to get to the end over here. Bezgalya. Haynu amim sholosh yesh l'kol echad lefi b'chinosoi shum moishol elu anoshim bezgalya. What we revealed, he's the owner of a business, or he's a rebbe in cheder, or he's a leader, whatever it is. He has rulership and control and influence. And all the words that I'm trying to find, and authority. Yeah, I saw it in the Jesse. All the words that we use to define Malchus, which they're all zikr right, but it's Yomacham Baruch Shekiva. It shows that you work for BRI. Once upon a time. So the Malchus that's revealed, we see the Rebbe in Cheder has Malchus over his kingdom. Of his kingdom, who's his kingdom? His classroom. Ubiskasya, who gam kein. Now the Rebbe is revealing another thing. The same amount of malchus that the person has, he has in two different divisions. He has a malchus that he's given to Bizgalia, and Kol Echad Miyisol, because that's what we started off with. And there's a malchus Bizkasia. What does it mean, malchus Bizkasia? The Hainu. Sha'av she Bizgalia nira, she'ein lo shum hamshol aleilu anoshim. In Kolzeb Iskasio, Behelim Godel, Moshe L'Aleinu Anoshim. That even though we see that he L'Chayr has no shaykhs to this guy. This guy is in Australia. And he can have Malchus Iskasio on this part. Why? K'nishmosem ha'im tachtov. Because their souls are underneath him. I don't know what that means. V'nechnoim tachtov. And they're subjugated to him. They're nichnatim. V'gam zoisa b'chinna. Shal Malchus Biskasia, he la kol echo the vibchinosa, sorry, I love him, sorry, Meir, sorry, Chamishim, sorry. So Rebbe revealed to us, every Jew, let's just review, every Jew has Malchus. And what does Malchus mean? Every person is given a certain amount of Malchus, and according to the amount of Malchus that he has, whatever Bchinosa means, that's how much Malchus he has. And that Malchus, and there are three levels of that Malchus. This is Sarah Bevesoy. There's a Moshe B'Yosef and there's Moshe Al-Kol La'Olam Kula. Those are the three categories. B'Bchinas, sorry, Elav, sorry, Meir, sorry, Chamish. Now the Rebbe tells us that we have that Bizgalia and Bizkasi. So question, is the Malchus Bizgalia also have a Malchus Beiskasya? That means, let's talk about the Rebbe and Cheder, because that seems a simple way of understanding the Malchus of Eve, right? The Rebbe or the Rebbe of the Chassidus or the Rosh Hashiva, doesn't make a difference. There's a certain Malchus that they have. So there's a Malchus that you see, Beiskasya, the Rebbe and Cheder, the kids can't go out of class. They have to be there. The Rebbe punishes them. There's consequences. He has a rulership over them. Does he also have a rulership Beiskasya over them? Or is it just what we see? Malchus L'chaira can be Iskasi. Because what's Malchus? How could there be a Malchus? How could there be Malchus B'Iskasi? Exactly. By the way, that's where I want to go. In the Malchus Sheba Isgalia, is it possible that the Rebbe is telling us that even the Malchus B'Iskasi, what's revealed, there's more to what I see. It's not just what I see, there's a Malchus Beiskasya. Because we're saying that everybody has a Bechinas Malchus Beiskasya Beiskasya. The Chiddush is that Beiskasya, it's even on someone that I have no Malchus Beiskasya. But does it mean that somebody that I do have Malchus Beiskasya, I don't have Malchus Beiskasya? Or perhaps maybe I do have Malchus Beiskasya. Oh, I have both. And you will need to solve the problems. I want to live in the question. I want to live in the question. What's wrong with living in the question? Living the kasha. It's a question. That's it. Weiter. We'll get back to it. We'll see if there's going to be a Meneu Bey over here later on the Torah. V'yesh Echad. And there is this one. Where are you, Rebbe? V'yesh Echad. Listen to these words. Now, listen to these words in a way of understanding them from a place of Amunah. Yesh Echad Shemizgalya Ein Loi Shum Memshalom. He has no rulership and no control. And even though he has no control at all, but there's no Malchus Beiskasya. That's what he's saying. So I was thinking, how's that possible? How's that possible? You just said that everybody has Malchus and everybody has Malchus Beiskasya and Beiskasya. Well, the Rebbe is going to talk about soon the Avdus. And what's the opposite of Malchus? The opposite of Malchus is Avdus. Ashrei Malkech, what's the Lashon? Ashrei Eretz Malkech Ben Chayim. In other words, the Malchus, there's a Malchus of myself. There's a battle inside here. Now, let's just say, is there 1,000 components within me? Is there a Sari Elef, a Sari Mei, a Sari Chamishim, a Sari Asaris inside me? Mayach, the Lev, the Kovid. You know Melech, by the way, is Melech, is Mayach, Lev, Kovid. Bavost, right? In other words, there is Sorei Elef, Sorei Meir, Sorei Chamishim, Sorei Asaros. So that's where, by the way, the Sorei Bevesoi can have all the components. And is it Bezgali or Bezgas? As the Yesh Echad, there is one. Shebizgalia ain lo yishum. It's not yesh echad. There is one. Like there is one. There is many. No, yesh echad. I'm not saying. By the way, I'm not saying. But this is the way I'm learning it. But yesh echad, because he's talking about an echad. Shebizgalia ain lo yishum emshalav. After we came bizkasi b'adam gadol, u'moshal al kol ador, u'afil al kol tzadika ador, ki kol nishmaisem and kulam tachas emshalte malchusay, the kulam nichnoim u'kfuf meilav. Rakshu Behelam Godel. Bechinas. The Rebbe Bechaim Chiyusa is not here. Ain't Loi Shum Memshala. The Rebbe is running the whole show. He's not. Ain't Loi Shum Memshala. Is Galia. The whole Memshala is Beiskasya. Bechol Mokoy. Mukta Umugish Lishmi. Every place that is Mukta, that they did Ktoiris, Umugash, and they brought Karbonis. Lishmi is Lishmi, even though they bring in for the Avodah Zarah. But Lishmi Zog the Rebbe Sha'av Shem Oiv the Avodah Zalilim. Al Kol Zeh Behelam Godol and Kulam Nechnoim Elav Yizbarach V'Oiv the Moizeh Yizbarach Rakshu Behelam Godol. So first of all, this is a plea atzuma. This whole piece here is a plea atzuma. What? And the Raya, as one second, let's finish. Kimoy Kain Zoysa Bechinah Shal Malchus Beiskasya Sha'av shebizgal ye'ein lo yishum ha'mshalah im kol zeh ba'elam godlu molech aleim en kulum tachtam en echadoy melech. So the Rebbe is bringing a riot to the tzaddik as you would say, from the Eibishter. What's going on here? I don't know. I Bamis don't know. I'm not sure. But one thing he's saying is, just like you see, that even the Oivid Avoid Zara of the Etzem Behelem God will be Oivid Hashem. So that means that the Memshallah of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is not Bizgalia, but Bizkasia, it's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's all they're serving him. Bizkasia. So too, this individual, whoever this individual is also, even though he doesn't have Memshallah Bizgalia, he still has Memshallah Bizkasia. That's the Raya. It's a plea at Summa because first of all, you need to understand this whole concept of Oyved Avoid Zalilim, that they're serving the Eibishter, Kulam Al Kozeh Behelam God Kulam Nechnoi Meilam. In Torah Yud Beis, we learned that they get Chiyas. In Torah Lamed Gimel, we also learned that there's the Oysis HaTorah, there is also Chiyas. They're getting Chiyas, the Klippas are getting Chiyas, but that they're serving him, V'Nechnoim, the Kulam Nechnoim. I'm not saying the Rebbe is saying, it's a paragraph, there's Malchus, it's Galia, Malchus, Biskasis. The question is like this. Now help me out, because I'm really stuck here. Malchus. What do you understand, Malchus? Not the definition of Malchus. Let's internalize. What is Malchus? Malchus, kingship. Kingship, kingdom. And we know that a king ain't Melech Beloyam. That means a Malchus has two. There's a Melech and there's an Am. That means every Malchus has a Mashpia and a Makabel. It has to be. Otherwise, there's no Melucha. The Melech by himself has no one to be Mashpia to, so there's no Melucha. And the Am without the Melech has no Mashpia. There's only Makabel. It can be Malchus. So it means Malchus needs to have two components in it. In order for there to be rulership, there has to be a Makabel and there has to be a Mashpia. L'chayr. Yeah? So far, so good. So when the Rebbe says Soyer Beveso, he means at least his wife. And the Lashon of Soyer Beveso comes from the place of wife. So the Pashas of Soyer Beveso, I was just saying, perhaps it could also mean, Beveso could mean the person himself internally. I'm not saying it's Pshat, I'm just saying perhaps. Because what happens is, well, I have to wait till I get my... And another thing, so when do I get this Malchus? When do I get this? I'm born with this Malchus? Does it develop? Can it develop from a Sarah Bevesoy to a Moshe B'Yoyser? L'chayr, yeah. Because Chayn Yeshu Moshe B'Yoyser. B'Yoyser means more. More means more than something. More than what? I want to understand how everybody understands Malchus. What is this... Is the Malchus Biskasya maybe? Go theories now. I don't know. I'm not saying any pshatim. I don't know. Is the Malchus Biskasya, is the Malchus Biskalya contingent on the Malchus Biskasya? First of all.
I don't know.
So, before, but I'm asking, what am I, at Kol Echad Miyisol Yeshlei B'chenes Malchus? And this Malchus Biskalya and Biskasya. So what does it mean? Is this Malchus Biskalya contingent to the Malchus Biskasya? Is it two different things?
Understand.
Maybe, I'll give you another theory. Maybe we're born with lechatchila, the ability to be Moshal al kol olam, like you're saying. And then our Malchus becomes Avadim, and we lose the Malchus. Instead of, we develop the Malchus, everybody's born, kol echad mizrael, yesh lebechin his Malchus. Kol echad lefi bechinose means how much he made his Malchus and Avdus. And he lost the Malchus. Maybe it's going from the top down. Who says it's going from the bottom up? The Rebbe starts from the bottom up. Sorry, Beveisoy, Moshe Beyoisim, Moshe Alkaloilim. But the Raya is from Sorry Alofim, Sorry Meir, Sorry Hamishim, Sorry Azor, from the top down. So which way is it? Achashverish. It says, the Gemara says the three, Wamoch Alkaloilim, Achav, Achashverish, and Nebuchadnezzar. There were three that were Moshe Alkaloilim Kula. So Achashverish had Malchus on the whole world, but he didn't. It was Galia.
Maybe it wasn't real Malchus.
It was Malchus Sedracha. What?
Who said the name
Iskasi? Oh, I don't know. Because that Iskasi is the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's B'chol Mokem Mukta Mugi Shel Shmi. It was Avodah Zalilim. He was Zicha Avodah Zarah, Achashverish, right? Right. He was the head of the Klippas. No, Reish, what was it? Reish. Ach shal roish. Is malchus biskas. What does it mean? And what? And memela. So where's the memshal? What? How does he have memshal? How does he have memshala? What's the memshala? So when he does a mitzvah, that guy's gonna, bing, you're going up, freed, you're going up, because Yankel in Australia did a mitzvah, and your neshama's on there. Is that what it means? Or, faket, when he does an aver, I go down? What does it mean, nishmoseyem tachtov v'nechnoim tachtov? What does it mean? There's something here. We need to find out, and we need to ask the Rebbe, Rebbe, please teach me. What do you mean here? There must be something here, and I hope, Be'ez Hashem, as we go through the Torah, that you guys are going to come up, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be machadish. We're learning this Torah for a long time. So I want to talk the last 3 minutes till Maariv about a thing. We're learning this Torah for a very long time. And we really take it up a notch. We're machadish in the Torah. We come together with questions, and somebody writes the questions, and then everybody comes with their mahalach and a chiddush, and you're a small chiddush, and you said, and we put together chiddush, and we make epesa thing by the end of this Torah that this koil came up with a shtikl chabura on Torah and vav of chiddushim and questions and eitzes on the Torah, anything. I don't care schaskas and zoyrus. Anything that you're going to get, we'll put together something from this Torah. Let's do something. Let's grow. We need to do something to be mefitz. That's number one. Number two, I'm asking, please, if something is a question or questions or a chiddush or an eitzah, record it. Please send it to me. I want to be mefitz. I want to use. You know, I want to use it as a fatza, but it's growing. The outside thing that is more growing than the internal thing. The Malchus Bezgalia is more growing than the Malchus Bezgalia. But I'm sure the Malchus Bezgalia, that's why it's contingent on the Malchus Bezgalia. Because if not for you, how are we going to make the Malchus Bezgalia? So really, really, I'm asking the Olam to please, I'm begging that the purpose again, purpose is not to have a koil. Purpose is to be mefis the Rebbe's Torah. This is antibiotics and prescriptions for the world, for us and for the world. And we need to give it out. You and I. If I can be doing this, you can have about to be doing this, okay? So it's not, we're Breslov Chassidim for a reason. And the reason is to be mefis the Torah. The world doesn't know this life. The world, I said it last time, I'm saying it again. If you don't have a chavrusa 15 minutes a day outside this kol on Torah Nun Vav,